This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news for today, April 7th, 2022. The Rothschild House, Port Townsend's premier historic residence built in 1868, is getting a new roof. Shelley Levins, executive director of the Historical Society, explains that in keeping with the period, the shingles are cedar and the gutters are fashioned from wood. Pretty expensive materials these days. The Historical Society has raised funds for this $55,000 project, partly from donations, but largely from the Rothschild family, who continues to take a strong interest in the property. On April 14th, the building will open for the first time since the summer of 2019. This one-day opening is to accommodate the American Cruise Line visit. Then, the weekend of April 29th, the house will be open again for the Victorian Festival. Levins hopes that the house will be open on weekends all summer, but this depends on volunteer staffing. If you are interested in this or other volunteer opportunities, go to jchsmuseum.org and fill out a volunteer application. Roofers are working right now. Take a walk past the house in the next few days and imagine the obstacles that even modern builders face. The house is small, but the roof is steep, says Levins. Never mind the wind on a stormy spring day. Jefferson County Solid Waste has announced that beginning June 1, 2022, bottles and jugs will be the only types of plastic accepted for recycling. This is because the state requires that all counties have a plan to address the contamination of recycled materials, but also because the county is looking to the future and plans to upgrade its waste management facility. Currently, they are accepting bids from engineering firms for planning and possible future design. In a recent email to KPTZ, Al Cairns, Jefferson County Solid Waste Manager, gave a brief history of recycling in the county. Prior to 2015, the county limited the numbered plastics it would accept. But, Cairns says, the recycling industry convinced us that there was a domestic market for the other plastics, and so we tried to just capture the number 5 plastics, which have a pretty good market value. Then, he says, two things happened. Our contamination rate went up, and we saw lots of non-acceptable plastics like film wrap, tarps, plastic bags, and even diapers go into not just the plastic bins, but the other material bins as well. And we discovered that the facilities where our recycling commodities are processed for sale would not share information on the final destination of the materials, so there was no guarantee that the lower-value plastics, number 3 through number 7, weren't contributing to a lower health standard in offshore markets. So, he concludes, we have decided to only accept the bottles and jugs, knowing that these are sold to regional markets. End quote. You are asked to not include the tops. These can pop out when plastic is being compacted and has injured workers. Several information forums about recycling are planned for this month. The in-person presentation takes place this Monday, April 11th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Finn River Cidery, 124 Center Road in Chimicum. The second and third presentations are on Zoom, April 19th and 23rd. You can find more information about these Zoom meetings and all sorts of recycling information at Jefferson County Solid Waste. And remember that you can take your solid styrofoam and clean peanuts to Fort Worden. After a hiatus in March, these volunteers are back at work. Monday, April 11th and Saturday, April 23rd, from 10 to noon, you can drop off white, rigid, dry styrofoam with all tape, labels, etc. removed. Park in front of Putnam Battery in the street, not on the grass. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening, and have a great spring weekend.